Drew Stanton has been in this league for a while. He'd be starting on Sunday. Quarterback to quarterback, what do you see from him?
You know, I hadn't seen Drew play this year. You know him well. I've known him since college, and you know, he's had to play these last couple of years. Played against, you know, I believe last time he played Arizona, he played, and so you know, he's played well, and you know, smart guy. He'll know how to run the offense.
Eli, you had success last week with the up-tempo offense. I mean, is that something you think you can sustain the rest of the way out?
Well, I think you got to use something, you know, use it at times and try to, you know, make sure it's at the right moments and it's going to help us and not hurt us. So just make sure, you know, everybody's on the same page, can, you know, get the calls done and go out there and execute it well.
It seemed the predominant number of passes were real short. I mean, is that just something to keep you up?
Yeah, and that's just kind of, you know, just kind of part of that West Coast offense is you get the ball out on time and, you know, let the guys, you know, hit the guys in stride and hopefully, you know, throw some short ones, let them run a long way. So, you know, just trying to get to, yeah, a lot of it's just timing it, you know, and see if we can just get the ball out on time.
Eli, what areas is Davis Webb more advanced now than he was, say, in training camp? How much better is he?
Tough to say. You know, I think, he's just having a year to watch, you know, watch how a season goes, watch the offense, see what plays are working, you know, what plays, you know, why certain plays work and don't work versus defense, making, you know, protection calls and those types of things. So I think he's done a good job just studying and you know, asking good questions and trying to play the game, from behind when he's watching practice.
How much of a challenge do you think it would be if he was asked to go into a game at this point of his progression?
He just hadn't had many reps with the running this offense, and even in training camp, you know, had four quarterbacks. He was the fourth one, so you know, he's played some, but you know, he's a smart kid, and you know, he can figure it out.
Eli, some people say that you have to get in a game in order to, you know, get the experience, see the defenses, make the calls, read everything and whatnot. Is there something, though, to be gained from kind of sitting back and watching it that you feel can help somebody expedite their learning process at a quarterback?
Well, I think both of them help. You know, you got to be able to learn from watching, but also nothing like game experience.
Coach Spagnuolo said that Davis got a few reps with the first team unit today. How do you think he looked?
Yeah, I thought he made some good calls and got us in some better plays, some good checks, and ran the offense well.
That hasn't happened very often, right? Where they take, you know, there's eight of them, they took, you know, six of them away from you.
Right.
They told you that before practice?
Spags told me during the week. So, you know, late in the year, you don't mind taking, you know, getting a few reps off and let him get some reps. It's all good.
How would you describe your relationship with Larry Fitzgerald?
Larry and I go back a long way. You know, we've known him since college. We were up for the Heisman together our senior years. And, you know, from then forward, have kept up with him his whole time in Arizona, seen him around different times. Obviously, last year we both won the Walter Payton Man of the Year award together, so it was around him a bunch there. And so, just a great person, you know, a great football player, and you know, played some Pro Bowls with him, thrown touchdowns to him in some Pro Bowls, and so we have a good relationship.
Eli, how do you carry over last week's performance into this week?
Well, you know, you learn quick in football. Nothing carries over from week to week. It's about, you know, we're going against an uncommon opponent. We haven't played Arizona in a while, so we got to have great preparation, and that's, you know, starting with me, but everybody just understanding their schemes, you know, what they're going to do, and you know, we just got to execute. Last week, guys made some great individual efforts. We got to continue to do that, and then just find a lot of completions.
Eli, when the receivers went out back in week five, it looked like it took some time for, you know, the new guys to get acclimated. Do you feel like they're hitting their stride right now?
Yeah, I thought last week they were winning some of their one-on-ones, and that's what you need to do. And they didn't win all of them, but they won the majority of them. And that's how you can get some big plays. And so we gotta, you know, I think they're working hard and doing some good things, and we just gotta keep. Again, know the coverages, know the style this week, know your opponent, and how we can get open.
When you get back from Arizona, are you going to even bother going to bed? Are you just going to wait for the kids to get
up? Yeah, I haven't figured that part. sleep on the plane a little bit. Yeah, they'll probably think I'm Santa as I'm coming in at 4:30 in the morning. So maybe just roll with it.
So you're going down the chimney then?
Yeah, maybe so. Right, exactly. Yeah.
I guess that's probably taken care of.
Yeah, I think that's we'll handle that before. Yeah.